Hello, and here we are for day five of the Luxurious Living Challenge. And there we go. I almost couldn't see anything for a minute there. Hopefully, I can see your comments. So, welcome. Just give a moment for people to arrive and catch up. Yeah, very exciting. Can't believe where the week has gone, by the way. So yeah, very exciting. And so wonderful to hear and see lots of awarenesses, lots of like ahas, lots of shifts. And we will be doing a bit more of that today. So if you're joining me live, fantastic. If you're joining on the replay, hashtag replay. Put in any answers to your questions that I ask, any reflections that we'll be doing today. So yeah, really fun. And we'll just give it another moment. I realize I've left my water over there. I am here. I'm just gonna go and grab from my other side board. There we go. Right. Well, I think I'm just going to we'll just crack on. We'll crack on. So it is day five, and we are talking about in the luxurious living. We are talking about reflection and choosing, and one of the biggest things about shifting from where you've been to where you're going is all about choice. It is about choice. You are a powerful, magnetic being in your soul, and you have the power to make a choice. And I've talked about energy through this week, and talking about getting your energy going in all the same direction. And often what we don't realize is that fundamentally we are making a choice to not go in the direction that we want. So as we become aware of it, which is what you've been doing, and using the meditation, you can make choices that are different for yourself because it's totally just about you. It's all about you. What you want, what you want to see, where you want to be going is all about you and you being able to get there. And the shift of this is moving out of the idea that you're powerless, which is why yesterday we were talking about what stories you were holding, negative fairy tales. Are all about being powerless, giving your power away, waiting for somebody else, being trapped, not being able to get there. Yeah. And instead, claiming this power back, all right, claiming it back for yourself so that you can make the choices. Now, today we want to look at where you have been making the choices for yourself, listening to your meditation, and also what information you're gaining from your soul as you've been doing the meditations, as you've been moving forward, as you've been answering these questions. You can have had shifts this week already. Even by me channeling this, even by me listening to the meditation, even by me doing these questions, because as I'm doing it, I do it as well. I find it's really important. I get inspired and download it and do it. I've had some amazing insights. And I would definitely say I've had a shift this week that has left me even more relaxed, even more open, even more receptive, even more in a higher, inspiring flow and seeing shifts that I know are also going to reflect me, but have definitely on a deep level. I can feel it. I can feel the difference. And when we're manifesting, the first stage of everything coming to you is that you shift your frequency and that you can feel it, that you feel different. So that's got to be the questions really around what you're noticing. Pardon me, sorry. What you're noticing is all about the feelings. How have you felt when life has given you situations? How have you felt as the energy has moved? How have you felt each day listening to the meditation and hopefully listening to it twice that you are feeling in some way more positive, more open, more spacious, more relaxed? You might have noticed you've let go of some stuff. You had some funky energy maybe came up during it. But actually, you've also noticed, like one of the ladies said, doing the dancing has really shaken off that energy. And that's what we want. Yeah, that's what it's there for, to move funky energy away. You're doing the mindset stuff that is also shifting so that you can come into this higher frequency of being in your luxuriousness. And if you've been playing with your power words, playing with getting the thesaurus out, getting into, you know, what it feels for you, you're going to be having all these shifts. It's inevitable, and it's impossible that you won't. The only way that you will have got absolutely nothing from this is if you hadn't bothered listening to any of it. But if you've been just listening to the meditation, you would have had shifts. But if you've watched some of this and haven't fully engaged, you're still going to get some of it. The more you engage, the more you're going to get, and the faster it's going to happen. But you're always going to get something unless you put up total blocks. So that's what's really exciting. So the question, get out of the way, hold on. So I have a few things today. So we're talking about for the power of reflection, and I just want to go through reflecting regarding the meditation. So the meditation, as you've been using it, will have had and brought up for you different shifts, that things will have changed in how you feel. And it's going to also have a knock-on in your physical realm, as well as for your, you know, whilst you're doing the meditation. Now, for myself, I noticed at the beginning of the week, when I entered the part of, you know, going to the buffet, I was really hungry. I was really hungry, and I was really, really hungry for the sweet stuff. I wanted puddings and sweets, because there was a part of me that was craving more of the sweet stuff in life. Okay, so there was a part of my soul that was saying, right, come on, I'm ready for some of this. And so as the week has gone on, I've been aware of that. I've allowed some of that to be satisfied. I've allowed myself to receive more. And I've noticed that when I've listened to my meditation, it changed, and now I'm not hungry. I'm totally satisfied. I picked a couple of strawberries, and I really had moved out of any sort of lacking that was there. And that's what I'm asking you about the shifts that it's going to bring to you, because it's showing you different things. And the meditation is, it seems very simple, but it's not. It's weaved with energy. And the first section is all about energy healing and opening you up to the source. And you can feel that energy, hopefully. You come into that abundance of the sunshine, the warmth, the relaxation. That's, of course, connecting to love and opening up to the source. Then you're coming into the water, which is all about the fluidity of life, opening up and being in the diamonds, which, of course, is about the joy and riches of life. Then you're coming into, thirstiness. That you're coming into, the thirst thing is actually very much about, again, the fluidity, but also this basic shift of having a desire. And then, of course, coming into food, which is, we're shifting out of, you know, survival resources into pleasure around food, pleasure, and that you are satisfied, nutritionally satisfied, because it will show you what you're craving. I mean, there was a point at the beginning when I was seriously craving everything green. I wanted it to be green, but there were more colors. Now, as I've gone on through the week, it didn't have any potency so much, because I just didn't have a need. Of course, when we look at the abundance of money and you open your purse, well, that's very literal, but it's about your mindset, about your receptivity to money, how your attitude is, how you feel about it, and your generosity. Now, for me, mine changed from being a purse, a small purse that was filled with money, to very quickly becoming in a massive holdall of cash. I have so much cash next to where I was sat. And every time I went there, I had just oodles and oodles. And every time I gave more money away, my bag would double and triple in size. So the more money that I gave, now it's representing, of course, money and wealth, but it's also very much representing energy. So the more that I share of my soul, the more I receive. So this is the abundance flow. And I'm asking you to reflect for yourself, What do all the different bits, that's what they mean, and have you noticed shifts and changes for yourself? And with that in mind, is your mind starting to play? When you do the meditation, is it getting to a point now that your mind is wandering and wanting to add things in and changing it? And are you allowing it to go there? Are you allowing it to bring in new desires and visualizations and to teach you and guide you, because it's your mind and your soul and you're connected to your soul message? Are you allowing it to guide you? Or are you trying to control it and saying, no, I have to stay on point of what Joe's doing? Are you noticing? And for me, one of the things that came up was, I had at one point I was visualizing having a massage and my, having a body massage and my neck being massaged, but also there can be cravings for sex. I mean, that's what the sweet stuff is all about, wanting sex, sex, pleasure, and touch. And so, allowing your mind to play, and so you can be satisfied at this point. Because the key thing around manifesting is that you must be in the energy that you're having it before you receive it. And the mind does not know the difference between the physical realm and the non-physical realm, because it's all energy, and the mind knows it's all energy, and the body's the same, and it just responds to that. So if you can really allow your soul to tell you, not your brain — I don't believe in telling your brain, because that's not going to work, you don't believe it — but when your soul starts to bring up all these desires and you're in that playful, abundant energy, then go with it. So if you have anything you want to share about that, drop it in the comments. And if you're doing it later on the hashtag replay. So the second thing was about, as I've said, those reflective things, noticing what's changed as you're doing it. But now looking at what's changing in your life. So what's changed this week already in the way you feel? Okay, so what's changed in the way that you're already feeling? What are you noticing? What impulses and choices are you making that's already become different? Because on some level, it's like, oh no, I'm gonna, as I said about yesterday about the underwear, making even just small things when you want to go for something that's limited, and instead making a choice that goes, no, I'm worth more than that. No, I'll choose luxury. Or, for an example, I always laugh, okay, because I go to Sainsbury's for little things to do the shop, and I'm always surprised by how expensive Sainsbury's is, but it's a great shop and I love it. And it's so funny when my mindset is slightly more limited, I'll be like, oh, it's so expensive and I can't afford it, and oh my God, it's too expensive, and I could get this cheaper at so and so and so and so. And the difference when I'm in an abundant mindset, when I'm in my flow, is that I'm like, but it's still okay. I have all the money. I have all the money. It's fine. It's fine. And thank you for the ease and grace of this shop. And thank you for the fun of Sainsbury's. And thank that I only come here for a certain time. And I feel much more generous about it. So it's noticing what happens to your mind and your choices. What are you doing differently? And now, are you aligning with them, or you feel the impulse and that you don't go with it? The third question for today is, what's the biggest aha awareness you've had with the soul alignment questions? Okay, so I've asked you a series of statements, the soul alignment statements. What is one of the biggest aha awarenesses you've had this week that you've discovered about one of your blockages, one of your awarenesses, what story you've been doing, what's been in the way? So really, I'd love you to drop in the comments or share, or but really ask yourself, what's the biggest aha that you've had? So I'm just gonna pop those into the comment box. So what's the statements? Okay, so in there, in the comment boxes, what's changing in the way that you feel? What impulses and choices are you making that's different this week? And what's the biggest aha awareness you've had with the soul alignment statements or this week? Or this week from program. Okay, really important to journal about this, to reflect about it, to be super, you know, looking at it for yourself, because it's just it gives you great insight to see movement. Because if we don't know we're doing any changing, why would we keep doing stuff? Human beings, we need to know that we're changing and evolving, and we want to keep going and knowing that it is actually changing, particularly if we've had, like I said, a program that mine was always the Rapunzel stuck in a tower. I'm obsessed with wanting to know there's changing. I'm obsessed with wanting to know I'm in flow and in movement, because if I'm not, I feel stuck. Never good. Yeah. So I would highly recommend taking some time for that. So, yeah, that's everything I wanted to share on that. So the last part of today is I want to talk about paths. So as you are evolving into more luxuriousness, there are going to be parts of your life that are a bit like, in our lives, we have paths that we wander down that come to an end. Yeah, that they have a dead end to them, and that we must acknowledge that they just don't serve us anymore. We wander off down a little road and go, oh no, that didn't work, and come back and wander off to another one and come back. And sometimes those paths are longer than others, sometimes they're short. But acknowledging that we have these sort of energetic tentacles that we're draining ourselves by giving our energy away on these different paths, like a tree, but they're energetic sort of energetic tentacles, branches, that we're reducing our energy, our luxuriousness, our magnetism to attract from the universe, because we've been trying to make something work that isn't meant to. We've been controlling it, we've been restricting it. Now, in the Soul Flow program, in my 21-day activating it's a soul system to activate your love and abundance. The next one is starting very soon. I would highly, absolutely check it out. And it's like the next level up from this. And it's really, really amazing, the transformations that happen. But the whole of the program is getting into your receptive mode. It's about leaning back. It's about trust. It's about opening up. All the meditations are about, you know, opening up like this flower. And it's recognizing that we can bring ourselves back to alignment and not have these sort of tentacles, these branches of things that just don't serve us, and that we can reclaim the energy so that we are not depleted, and instead we can be in the receptive mode of having everything we want. And that's what we want to do. We want to connect to our soul and we want to keep bringing it in. And I say to people who've done it, I would say do it again. People who've done it again have amazing results. You just keep going to another new level, yeah? So I would highly recommend, do check out Soul Flow. It's starting very soon. I cannot recommend it enough. It is so phenomenal. And it blew my mind, basically. And I created it. It's blown my mind. And it's definitely got a life of its own. But we want to look at these branches and bring them back. So the statement for today, all right, the statement for today is to check out what paths we are ready to release, that we don't want to keep giving off energy that don't serve us, and that we're ready to upgrade into what we do want. So the statement is, as ever, I'm going to encourage you, you write this out so that you really tap into your soul and get the guidance that you want, okay? Now this program, I just want to say that this program, we do a lot more mind stuff. In the 21 days, there's even less effort because the whole thing is about being in the receptive mode. So yes, you do some tiny little activities, but they're so powerful. And it's even less effort. Even less effort than this. I find it hilarious. So yes, anyway. So the question or the statement for today is, now that the money and resources are overflowing in my life, and I feel deeply loved, supported and safe in my decisions, desires and actions, I am now choosing to live more luxuriously every day. I choose to let go of the paths in my life that no longer serve me. I choose to release with ease and grace, dot, dot, dot. Okay, this is where you fill it in. For me, I had a few things about letting go about, I'm moving into a place of moving house. This is something that's manifesting. I'm ready to let go. But in the Soul Flow program, I'm just going to come back to that for a second. In the Soul Flow program, you get taught how to really energetically let go. Yeah, that you really learn how to go with the flow, actually go with the flow of life and the flow of abundance that is available to you. It is totally there for you to tap into at every moment. It's available in your soul, and it is all about going downstream. Yeah, not upstream, downstream, and receiving, 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 because everything you desire is already done vibrationally. It's already done. And you've been doing that all over your life. You've been creating it. You don't have to make all this effort about vision boarding and stating what you want in such hard effort. It's really so much easier than that when you're in alignment with your soul and in the vibration of oneness with all that is. So when we let go and we're prepared to lean back and allow, and even in this statement, we are saying we're releasing with ease and grace. Yeah, everything I do is about ease and grace. It doesn't have to be hard. It could be effortless. But we are making a choice. Okay, we are claiming our magic, our divinity, our power as sorceresses, as priestesses, as goddesses, as the pure divinity of source energy, pure love that flows through every part of your being as the energy that creates worlds. You are part of everything, and you have the power to choose what to release and where you're going to go. So the statement that now that the money and resources are overflowing in my life, and I feel deeply loved, supported and safe in my decisions, desires and actions, and I am now choosing to live more luxuriously every day. I now choose to let go of the paths in my life that no longer serve me. I choose to release with ease and grace, dot, dot, dot. Okay. And I'm looking down just to see, is there any part of where I don't think I had it on here? No. So, you know, mine was letting go of where I went flat. So the next bit, you do the whatever comes through that's ready to go. And it can be people, it can be, you know, it can just be an energetic hook. Because the moment we let go of stuff, I was holding on to one of my programs, and that was one of the things I let go. And not all letting go means it's going for good. It also means you can let it go and let it upgrade to a new level, which is what often can happen as well. So we get a new perspective, a higher perspective. But we fill in that bit, and then the next part, of course, is because these paths are no longer true for me, and I do not resonate with my soul, and it is all just energy. I now choose a higher frequency. I now choose the truth. I now choose love. I now choose my new dot, dot, dot. So whatever it is you're letting go of, you know that there is something you want to replace it with. Yeah. Now, you don't have to get into details, but you can say, as I said, I'm releasing my flat, and it has given me this perspective of going, actually, it's a wonderful bolt hole for the moment. But I'm also, I choose my new home. I choose my new house. Okay. I'm making that choice to say, I'm choosing it like I'm buying it from Amazon, and I expect it to turn up when it's on its delivery time. Yeah, and that's exactly the same. I'm ordering it from the universe. I'm saying I'm ready to receive it. And I'm accepting that it's going to show up in the perfect timing for me, because that's how everything works. So I'm going to pop that into pop those into the comments. You can fill that out. As I said, I would absolutely write it all out in your journal, and then you will have more clarity about what it is that you're saying. All right. So as we wrap up, there's some powerful things to let go of. We have wrapped up over these 5 days. We have looked at your negative fairy tale stories regarding money and resources and luxuriousness. We have looked at where you have been holding on, as we said, with paths that don't work. We've been adding in deep, you know, deliciousness about how luxuriousness feels, what luxuriousness you want, what does it mean to you as you're raising your frequency with the meditation. We're looking at just the small little changes every day that shifts your frequency out of lack, limitation, frustration into saying, I am worthy, I am luxurious, I am abundant, and moving you to a fuller, richer frequency of receptivity and clearing away the mind, energy blocks, you know, the body blocks, and you've been dancing hopefully every day to these high vibe songs. They are chosen very specifically because they have very high vibe messages, tunes, energy. I would, you know, use them, use them, use them. So I'm sending you much love for all that you've done. I absolutely invite you to have a full proper checkout of Soul Flow. If you have loved what you've had on this, if it's resonated with you and you want more of what I do and more of this energy, and you want to come into having the incredible manifestations that the women who have experienced this program already, from houses to lovers to a ridiculous number of new jobs, to pay increases, to feeling deeply loved and connected, to incredible sex, for, you know, moving house. It's been just new homes. It's been phenomenal. By coming into their receptive mode of their innate divinity, their femininity. And if you want to find out why you haven't been doing that, that's also on the page for Soul Flow. For those of you also, I've said, that have done it before and are really interested in going to the next level, and you're wanting to check out about Soul Flow Max, then get in touch with me and we can talk about that as the coaching program that is the next level up from that. But I absolutely recommend check out Soul Flow. It's available. It starts soon. So come and grab it. It will be wonderful. But I'm sending you so much gorgeous love. I look forward to seeing any feedback that you want to share in, and make sure you join the hashtag replay. But I wish you much love and keep enjoying the meditation.